B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph. We're going to start 7 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, Hana Bitzosa de Meishon. These small boats from in a place called Meishon, and these were typical boats that the base of the boats, even though the upper part of the boat was definitely 4 tfachim wide, but before it reached the height of 10 tfachim, the walls would cave in, would come to a point, a sharp point at the base of the boat, which means that the floor of the boat was very, very narrow and was not the 4 tfachim wide that would have been necessary to say that this boat had the status of a Roshus Hayochid, and since it did not have that, since the walls did not reach the base of the boat, you do not have a Roshus Hayochid. This boat is considered a Karmelis. And therefore, says of Huna, Ein Metaltelin Bohen Elo Ba'arba, you're only allowed to carry in it 4 Amos, like in any Roshus, any Karmelis, that you can carry up to 4 Amos, not more. It does not have the status of a Roshus Hayochid that you can carry as much as you want. Veloy Omron, but this limitation is only true, Elo She'ein B'pochis Mishloisha. If the width of 4 Amos, of 4 Tfachim, ended when it was more than 3 tfachim off the ground. If, however, the walls that were coming down and were 4 tfachim apart, they were that wide, that far apart, down to the point that there was less than 3 tfachim to the ground, then we don't say that halacha, because we assume that the walls continue down in a virtual way using the rule of Lovud. That we just, so to speak, extend the walls down, straight down to the further down, as low down as necessary, till the ground, or in the case of the boat, all the way down, and therefore it would be considered a Roshus Hayochid. If, however, with the last 3 tfachim of the height of the boat, that means the on the base of the boat, the 3 tfachim towards the floor, was not, the entire 3 tfachim of height was not 4 tfachim wide, in that case, it's not got the din of Roshus Hayochid. That's what the Gemara says. If there's no width of 4 tfachim within 3 tfachim off the ground. If, however, the walls are 4 tfachim apart, when they reach the point, which is 3 tfachim off the ground, less lon ba, then it does have the status of Roshus Hayochid. And if you fill the base of the boat, koni, with reeds, v'urvani, or with willow branches, and then you have from the top of this filling until the top of the boat, you still have 10 tfachim, then the entire boat is considered Roshus Hayochid. Leslon, but then we don't say this limitation, and you can carry in it as if it was Roshus Hayochid. That was the halacha that Rav Huna said. Maskif lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna a question. V'leima gud achis mechitzta. It's true that you can't say lovud if it's more than 3 tvachim off the ground. However, there's another concept called gud achis. Gud means to extend, achis downwards. Any wall, it doesn't matter how high it is. If it's partly a wall, then you can extend that wall downwards in a virtual way, as if the wall goes right down. Here too, you have part of the wall which is 4 tfachim apart from the opposite wall, then even though the wall gets narrow and comes towards the center to a point, why don't we just say that the parts of the walls that were wide enough, good achis, let's just virtually extend them down, and then the boat will have the status of Roshus Hayochid. That's using the rule called good achis mechitzta, extending a wall downwards. Miloi Tanya, did we not learn in a Braiser, Rabbi Yosi ber Yehuda Oimer, Noat Kono Roshus Harabim, if somebody stuck a pole in the middle of Roshus Harabim, and the pole is not 4 tfachim wide, so the top of the pole will not have the din of Roshus Hayochid. Uberoishoi Traskel, and you put an upside down basket on top of this trusk, on top of this Kono, on top of this pole, with Zorak, and then you throw from Roshus Harabim onto this basket, v'noch al gabov, and it lands in this basket, chayev is going to be chayev, since the basket itself is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, something that lands on it is considered as if it landed in Rishus Hayochid, even though Rishus Hayochid has to be 10 tfachim high, and the pole which is giving it its height is not 4 tfachim wide. Nonetheless, we extend the walls of the basket downwards, good achis mechitzta, as if the walls of the basket extend all the way down. And that's why it has the halacha of Rishus Hayochid. Why don't we say the same with these boats? Good asik mechitzta. Alma omrin on good asik mechitzta. Hochanami, so too, in the case of the boats, name a good asik mechitzta, we should say the same. That's what the Gemara, that's what Rav Nachman asked on Rav Huna. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is now addressing Rav Nachman's question. V'lo yishamir lohu, lohod omar Rav Yehuda omar Rav. Did you not hear what they say in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav? And others assume that it was actually Rabbi Chiya who said it. V'toni alo, that on that brisa that you, Rav Nachman, just quoted, talking about the pole that was stuck in the Rishus Harabim, then it's very good that the brisa quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yosi ber Yehuda, but there's a Chachomim who argue with Rabbi Yosi ber Yehuda. The Chachomim poitrin, and the Chachomim say that if you throw from Rishus Harabim onto this traskel, onto this basket, you're going to be potur, because we do not assume that the basket is called Rishus Hayochid. So you see, according to the Chachomim, you do not say good asik mechitzta. So you're asking a question on Rav Huna, who says that these boats are not considered Rishus Hayochid, and you, Rav Nachman, asked, why don't you say good achis? Well, why should you say good achis? The Chachomim don't hold of good achis. Omer le Abaya. Abaya now commented on Rav Yosef. V'at lo itizbara, and do you not hold of good achis? V'otanya, we learned in a brisa, amud, a post, b'rishus harabim, standing in Rishus Harabim, gavoya asara, v'rochav dalud, it's 4 tfachim wide, it's 10 tfachim high, but v'ein be'ikrei dalud, the base of this pole is not 4 tfachim wide, a very similar shape to our boat that we're talking about. V'yesh be'kotzar shaloi gimel, and in the narrow part, there's 3 tfachim height, so you can't say lovud. V'zorak v'noch al gabo, when somebody throws an item from the Rishus Harabim onto this pole, chayev is going to be chayev. And here there's no argument. So you see that we do say good asik. You say good achis mechitzta. You assume that the edge, the wider edge of the pole, gets extended virtually down to the floor. It's considered a Rishus Hayochid. Alma omrin on good achis mechitzta. So you see that everybody holds of good asik mechitzta. Hochanami, so too, in the case of the boat, Rav Huna is going to hold good asik mechitzta. And you, Rav Yosef, that quoted to me a Chachomim who held that in the case of the traskel, it's not considered a Rishus Hayochid. That's different. Midi iria hosom havele mechitzta shagdiem boikin bo. Over there, in that case, in that particular case with the traskel, where the kono that was holding it, the pole, or the reed, whatever it was that was holding that traskel, was so narrow that the gedim, the kids, the small goats, were boikin bo, would penetrate underneath the traskel. So since you've got animals that are walking underneath the walls of this traskel, you cannot consider that a wall. And since it's not considered a wall, over there the Chachomim will argue. However, in the case of the boat, havilei mechitza she'ena gedim boikin bo. You ever saw a goat going underneath the narrow part of a boat at sea? There are no goats at sea. And so too in the case, in the brisa that we saw, that Abaya brought, that Amud Bereshus Harabim, and over there we said that the pole is 3 tfachim wide. It's a machlekes exactly how to learn it, but the pole there is almost 4 tfachim wide. And we don't assume that the gdiim, these kids, that they rub against that little bit of the narrowness of this pole underneath where the wide part of the pole would extend to if we said good achis. So in the case of the boat and the case of the amud, we don't have a problem of the gedim, and therefore everybody said good achis. And only in the case of the traskel, where the pole that's holding it is very narrow, we say that the gedim boikin, the kids, they penetrate underneath the walls of the traskel, and therefore in that case, and in that case only, the Chachomim will say that we don't say good achis. However, in the other cases mentioned here, the boat and the amud, over there we do not say that there's anything penetrating underneath them, and therefore we will say good achis. That is Abaya's claim that's backing up Rav Nachman's question against Rav Huna, that Rav Huna should not have said that there's no good achis, he should have said there is good achis. Says the Gemara, Omar le Rav Acha b'reide Rav Acha le Rav Ashi, gabasfino nami ho'ika b'kiyas dogim. Rav Acha asked Rav Ashi that in the case of the boat, there is something that penetrates underneath these virtual walls of the boat, and they are the fish. In the same way as the gdiim, the kids going underneath the wall, stop the halacha of good achis being valid, so too the fish should stop the rules of good achis, and then Rav Huna will be right that in the case of a boat we don't say good achis. Omale, Rav Ashi answered back to Rav Acha, "Bekias dogim loishmei bekia." No. Abaye is right that we should say good achis, and there's no problem with the gedim going underneath it. Fish going underneath it is not called penetrating the walls. Uminot temra. How do we know that we do not consider the fish going underneath the boat as destroying the concept of good achis? The boy minei Rav Tavlo mirovin. Rav Tavlo, that was his name, asked from Rovin. Others say he asked from Rav. The following question, Mechitza tluya, a suspended wall, a suspended partition. Mahu shetatir b'churva. In a ruin, it's very common that the lower parts of the walls are destroyed, but you've still got the arcs, you've still got certain part of the walls, the upper part of the walls that are still in place, and we could say, or we should say, good achis mechitza, as if on a virtual basis the walls are coming down, right down to the ground, and carrying inside them is not considered carrying in an area that's flush with the Rosh HaSarabim. V'omar le, and he said to him, Rav said to Rav Tavlo, Ein mechitza tluya materes, a suspended wall is never matir. And we've seen this concept previously. Elo b'mayim. When it comes to water, in order that people should be able to draw water on Shabbos, we do use this leniency, we use this rule called good achis mechitza. Kalhu sheikilu chachomim b'mayim. This was a leniency that the chachomim made only regarding water. Asks the Gemara of Amai ho'ika b'kiyas dogim, asking the same question, why should we say good achis with water, there's fish that are going underneath it? And Rashi explains, since you can't see these fish, therefore the fish penetrating under the area that we want the walls to be virtually suspended and extended to is not called a penetration, and it should be chal. So what ends off here is that we are backing up what Abaya said, that in the case of the boat, we should say good achis, not like Rav Huna initially suggested. Continues the Gemara. Sfinois, Kshurois, Vuchulu. We saw in the Mishnah that if you've got two boats that were tied to each other, Metaltalin Zelaze, you can carry from one to the other. Vim Einon Kshurois, if they're not tied to each other, Afal Pisha Mukofois, even though they are close to each other, Ein Metaltalin Mizulazu, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Says the Gemara, Pshita. It's obvious that if you've got two boats that are tied to each other, that you should be able to carry from one to the other. Omarova, lo nitzucho elo lahatir bitzis shebinim. It's true that the larger boats are tied to each other, but there's a little boat, a small boat called a bitzis, which is wedged in between the two, and that's just wedged in, it's not tied together. And that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that you're allowed to carry from the big boat to the other big boat over the small boat, and we're not worried that the small boat is going to drift away, and then you'll be carrying from Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaYochid over the sea, which is a caramelis, which is Osa. Omale Rav Safra. Rav Safra said to Rava, Moshe, you Rava, the God Ladoir, you're like Moshe Rabbeinu in this generation. Shapir Ka'omras, is what you're saying accurate? Metaltalin Mizula Zutnan. The Mishnah says you're only allowed to carry from one boat to another boat that's tied together. If the Mishnah doesn't say you can carry over or through a boat which is not tied. El Omer of Safra says the Mishnah is telling me a different chiddush. We're talking about there's two boats and only two boats, and they are tied together. Nonetheless, it's not so obvious. Why? If the two boats belong to the same person, of course you could carry from one to the other. That would be obvious. providing they're tied. If they're not tied, we're worried that they're going to drift away, and then you're going to carry over a caramelist. That will be osa. But if they're tied together, of course it's obvious. What's not so obvious is, what happens if the two boats belong to two different people? Can you make an eruv? An eruv means where two rishus hayochids that are flashed with each other, there's no other rishus in between them. Can you make an eruv, and that will allow you to carry from one boat to the next? Says Rav Safra, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Mitaltilin mizulazu means la'ariv ulataltil mizulazu. You're allowed to make an eruv, it will work, and you can carry from one boat to the next. Ukadetanya, we saw this in a brisa. Sfinois kshurois zubazu, two boats that are attached to each other, tied to each other, belonging to two different people. Ma'arvin, you can make an eruv, umataltilin mizulazu, and you can carry from one to the other. Nifsuku, if the tie, if whatever was tying the two together became untied, and now the boats are not anymore tied together, Nesru, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, because we're afraid, even though they're still next to each other, and even though you have an Eruv, you cannot carry that way, because we're afraid they're going to drift apart, and you're going to carry over Caramelis, and a Caramelis in between two boats invalidates the Eruv, and you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Hayochid over a Caramelis. Chozur v'nikshur, if they got tied together again on Shabbos, be'in shegigin, if either whether it was a shegig, which means you didn't know it was Osir to tie them, or you forgot it was Shabbos. And initially I thought that the discussion here is, or the problem here is, you're not allowed to tie a knot on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tie the two boats together. But I saw that some say that the problem here is actually creating a situation of an Eruv that's also also on Shabbos. Either way, whatever the Issa is, irrespective of whether it was Shegig, you didn't know it was also, you forgot it was Shabbos, Bein Mezidin, or if you did it intentionally, Bein Anusin, or if you were an Onus, you couldn't help it, Bein Mutin, or if Bechlal you made the mistake, you were trying to tie something else together, you weren't trying to tie these two boats. Either way, once the two boats are tied together, the Eruv is still intact, and Chozru L'Teirun Arishoin, you can now again carry from one to the other. V'chein Machzeles, a mat, a prusois, l'rushus harabim. They wanted to section off l'rushus harabim, so they used mats to make mechitzos, to make partitions, and each partition is now l'rushus hayochid, and they made an eruv to allow people to carry from one l'rushus hayochid to the other. And they did this during the week. They made the mats, they made the partitions, and they will carry on Shabbos. Ma'arvin u'metaltelin mizulazu. Niglalu, if for whatever reason these mats got rolled up and now the partitions are no longer partitions. Nesru, obviously, there's no Rishus Hayochid anymore, there's no Eruv, and of course you can't carry them. Chozru v'nifrasu, if for however these mats became rolled out again and now the partitions are back in place, Bein Shegin, Bein Mezidin, Bein Anusin, and Bein Mutin, irrespective of how and why these walls got put back in place, and you're not allowed to put up these walls on Shabbos, but they did get put up for good or bad reasons, Chozru l'teirun arishoin, that does not affect the validity of the original Eruv, and they can continue carrying as they did before. Shekol mechitza shenase b'Shabbos, any mechitza, any partition, any wall made in Rishus Harabim on Shabbos, in order to create a Rishus Hayochid, bein shegig bein mezid, shmo mechitza, it does have the title, the term mechitza, and the eruv is valid. Says the Gemara, eini, it's apparent from the braisa we just said, it's indeed backs up what Rav Safra said, that you can make an Eruv and carry on Shabbos from one boat to the next if they're tied. But the Braisa says that even if this Eruv was made on Shabbos, or was repositioned on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Va'omer Rav Nachman leishonu elu lizraik, av letaltil osur. Rav Nachman held that if you make a Rishus Hayochid, or if you make this Eruv, you create this situation on Shabbos, then it's only considered a Rishus Hayochid biblically that if you carry from a Rishus Hayochid into it, or you throw from Rishus Harabim into it, or you throw from Rishus Harabim into it, you've done an Issa of carrying, and that's Chayev. But to allow you to carry a Taltil, to allow you to carry in such a place where you made the Rishus Hayochid on Shabbos, it's muta. Of course, it's going to be osa. The Chachamim say it's osa. Says the Gemara, ki itzmar derev Nachman amezit itzmar. You're right. If somebody deliberately made a mechitza be'isr on Shabbos, then of course, according to the Chachomim, will not allow you the gezeira, you're not allowed to use it and carry freely in it on Shabbos. However, in the case of Shoigin or Anusin or Mutin, in those cases, there the Chachomim did not say that, and there the Chachomim said that since Min HaTorah it's considered the Roshus HaYochid, you can continue carrying that. Continues the Gemara, Omer Shmuel, V'afilu k'shura is b'chut ha-sarvel, when the Mishnah says that if two boats are tied together, you can carry from one to the other, providing that there's an Eruv, that's even if you use a cord, a thread of a cloak, a very weak thread. Asks the Gemara, hey Chidomi, what case are you talking about? Ida yochela midon, if it's a type of thread that can actually hold the two boats together, pshita, then it's obvious. Ida ein yochela midon, if it cannot hold the two boats together, amai, then why is it sufficient? Says the Gemara, lo'ilam diyochela hamidon. Of course, we're talking about a type of thread that's strong enough that it can hold the boats together. Shmuel was coming to exclude a different halacha that he himself held, and he wanted to make it clear that in contrast to another case where such a thread would not be enough, over here it's sufficient. Datnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Koshra bedovor ha-ma'amido, if you tied a boat with something that one would usually tie a boat with, mevi lo tuma, then if you have, for example, you have a rope, which is, one end of the rope is inside the oihel, is under the same roof as a corpse, and we know the aloch is, a corpse itself is considered an avi avois hatuma. Something that becomes tomei from it becomes an av hatuma. Something that becomes tomei from the av becomes a rishon. And then food items can become a sheni. So if you have a rope that's in the same oihel, in the same under the same roofing as a corpse, and that cord, that rope, is leading from that oihel all the way, tying this boat together, kashra b'dova amamida, mevi lo tuma, then this rope will bring tuma into the boat to the extent that it will make the kalim in the boat tomei. Not only the food items, the tomei. We're talking about a type of boat that can become tomei, and this is something we discussed on Daf Pei Gimel. There are certain small types of boats, and boats that are used even biabosha, we saw on Daf Pei Gimel, Sfinas Hayardin can become tomei. If you tie such a type of boat with such a cord, where the other side of the cord is in an oihel, where there's a mace, then the boat will become an av hatuma, and what's in it, the kalim in it, can become a rishon letuma. B'dovo she'ein mamido, if you tied the boat with something which is not usually used to tie a boat, ein mevi lo tuma, even though the boat itself may well become tomei, but the kalim inside it will not, because the rope which is inside this oihel will be the mace itself is navi avois hatuma, the rope will be an av hatuma, the boat itself will become a rishon letuma, and the kalim inside it will not become tomei. But if you use something which is typically used to tie the boat, then even though the mace itself is avi avois hatuma, this rope itself will also be an avi avois hatuma. We'll soon see why. Will be an avi avois hatuma, and then the boat will become an av hatuma. The kalim inside it will become rishon letuma. V'omer Shmuel, and Shmuel explains, what does this mean? V'hu shekshura b'shalsheles shel barzel. What does it mean? Koshra b'dovor hamamido. What type of cord? What type of rope is usually used to tie a boat? A metal one. And when it comes to metal things, there we have a special chiddush. L'inyan tuma hu dechsiv b'chalal cherev. The pasuk puts together the chalal, which is the corpse, and the cherev, which is a sword made of metal. And we learn from there, cherev harehu k'chalal, that the metal which comes in contact with the mace has the same status as the mace, avi avois hatuma. So if this cord is in an oihel hamace, then the cord itself, if it's metal, will become an avi avois hatuma, and then the boat will become an av, and the kalim can become a rishon. Any other material, which the Mishnah calls something which is ein ma'amida, then the cord itself will become an av, the boat will be the rishon, kalim cannot become sheini. Cherev areu kechalal, in. So in Hilchas Tumah, where we have the chiddush of cherev areu kechalal, But there we say that it needs to be metal in order to make the boat into an av. Aval inyan Shabbos, but regarding tying the boats in Hilchos Shabbos, you can carry from one to the next. Kiven diyochei lehamida, as long as the rope is thick enough that it can hold the boats, afila b'chut hasarvel, even if it's the threads of a cloak, it will be sufficient to allow one to carry from one to the next. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara. Other Rishonim go differently. We've stayed with Rashi. In Mirat Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.